This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, recently, the Cow Creek Umpqua Indian Foundation did their semi-annual granting. Carmen Warnerich, the executive director, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
So, first of all, the latest grants, just under $650,000, that was the largest amount in one time, right?
That's right. Yeah, we were really lucky to be able to give away almost $650,000. We have never been able to have that amount. I think we've given, you know, in the $500,000 range and maybe just over $600,000, but $650,000 certainly is the most we've ever been able to give away.
So how is that amount determined?
Well, the amount that the Cow Creek Foundation has to give away is based on the net proceeds from Nevada-style gaming at Seven Feathers. And so our accountants make those configurations, and then they send me the number. And actually, we've kind of hit this weird storm with our foundation in that we've had, during COVID, fewer applications from nonprofits and more funds from the casino. And so we have been able to be fairly generous with our giving recently. And I know that that will come back into alignment and it'll equal out, and we'll have less to give and more applications than we can fund probably in the very near future. But recently we've just been down on the numbers of applications.
Well, and we've talked about this before in other interviews, but the folks at the Oregon Cultural Trust have told me that during the pandemic, in some areas, up to 25% of nonprofit organizations simply ceased to exist because whatever they were doing to fundraise normally, they often couldn't do much or all of during sort of the more lockdown phase of the pandemic. And a lot of organizations didn't have much luck getting resources other places. And so there are simply less of them, ironically, at a time when we've seen the needs go up.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's a lot of organizations, nonprofit organizations, that function with volunteers. And many of those volunteers are retired individuals that were very COVID conscious and stayed home. And so lots of organizations lost volunteer power. And, you know, while the demand went up, and I think staff time to write grants and you know, seek extra funding was really limited. And then, like you said, the fundraising opportunities were really limited because there was no person-to-person activities allowed for such a long time.
And one of the other interesting aspects as well, this is kind of an aside, but I've seen it with a lot of things that are going on this summer, is that many organizations are finding volunteers kind of scarce. After going through the last couple of years, people got kind of into a different rhythm and routine. Now those opportunities are back, but people are kind of slow to jump in.
Yes, we've seen that, and the nonprofits have certainly been talking about that. Their volunteer pool is far more limited than it was, and I think you're right. I think a lot of people got into a different groove and or found something else to volunteer or different interests, and you know, what they were doing before is you know, not a priority now.
And that is probably its own interview topic in some ways, but that's definitely been coming up as I've talked to a lot of folks this summer. So talk about the as we talk about needs, the areas of need that the foundation focuses on in these grants.
Sure. So the Cow Creek Foundation, we like to go along the same lines of beliefs that the Cow Creek Umpqua tribe has. And so for years, we've said basic needs is a high priority, and that's feeding people with food, clothing, shelter, and making sure that those basic needs are covered. And then the other areas of support that we like to focus on are the abuse prevention and intervention organizations like CASA and Family Relief Nurseries. We also support education from kindergarten through college. And then we also support health and wellness, as well as other community support activities like playgrounds and things that help the entire community.
So how were these areas determined? I mean, there's a lot of different places you could help.
Sure, absolutely. And it's based primarily on the priorities of the foundation and the Cow Creek Tribal Board. These are the areas that the organization is in particularly interested in, and primarily focused around children and families and building our community. And so the Cow Creek Foundation and the tribe basically focus on these areas in supporting a broad range. And they're, you know, while they're semi-specific, at the same time, they're fairly broad. And so it gives them the ability to support organizations that are building our community and providing excellent opportunities in our communities for children and families.
And it should be noted as well that this is the 40th anniversary of the tribe's re-recognition. We've talked about that in some other interviews, and for the foundation, the 25th anniversary.
Right, yeah, the 25th anniversary of the Cow Creek Foundation. It just doesn't seem like it's been that long since it has started. I've been around for just about 20 of the 25 years, and it really has grown and blossomed. And, you know, in that 25 years, the foundation has been able to give away $21.5 million to a 7-county area in Southwest Oregon. I think that's something that the foundation is very proud of, being able to partner with so many nonprofits over the years.
So 9 of these grants went to nonprofits in Douglas County. Why don't you run through those?
Sure, absolutely. So we give, like I just mentioned, a broad range. And so Applegate House Heritage Arts and Education up in Yoncalla, they operate the Charles and Melinda Applegate House, and they needed a new roof to protect the home and its historic documents. And so we're giving a little bit of money toward the roof repair and replacement. And then one of my favorite projects is the Chadwick Clubhouse, and they provide assistance and help to folks that suffer from mental illness. And our funding is primarily going to help them with their transitional employment program, helping some of their clients get back into the workforce. And then another one that's pretty neat, actually these are all really great, the Mercy Foundation has a diabetes program that they've really been focused on for kids and families that are affected by type 1 diabetes, and our funding is going to help send some of those kids to camps, and then also host a day camp here in the Roseburg area for local kids that don't want to travel out of the area.
So a lot going on there. There was one organization that I wasn't familiar with, and I'm not even sure I'm totally saying the name right, Nurturely?
Right. So they're actually an organization out of Eugene, but they are doing a program in Douglas County to improve the health of parents and infants by encouraging what they're calling baby wearing, but it's basically providing baby wearing devices, you know, those slings and backpack outfits that you can give to moms and dads so they can carry their infant close to their body, and it improves bonding and infant activities with the parents.
Interesting. Not familiar with that.
Yeah.
So talk about some of the other ones.
So one of our stalwart long-term grant recipients is the St. Francis Community Kitchen up in Sutherland. $10,000 for their operation of their daily meal or their weekly meal program in Sutherland. And then another one in Sutherland is for the Sutherland High School robotics team. And they're trying to restart that program after a few years, and they're buying new components and things to train those kids in robotics so they can go to tournaments throughout the state. And then Umpqua Valley Arts Association, they've had summer camps for their kids for the last, I don't know how many years, numerous years, and they want to expand those to include some technology-based and digital media classes. And so our funding is going to help them buy some of those supplies needed to be able to offer some of those arts programs that are not traditional painting and those kind of media. It's more of a digital and technology-based program.
Two more.
Umpqua Valley Farm to School. It's to support their Food and Farm Corps program that teaches kids about agriculture and then brings it all the way full circle to the culinary arts. And then finally, UCAN, or United Community Action Network, we're helping them purchase a new forklift as well as fix their cooler so to help their foodstuffs stay fresher longer.
All right, more when we come back. Karma Morner-Rich, the executive director of the Cow Creek Umpqua Indian Foundation. The interview podcast after one at 541radio.com. Inside Douglas County, 1247 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1249, Lars Larson coming at 1, Mike Winter's Lawn and Garden Show, part of KQEN Local Talk at 4 on tomorrow's program. Donna Snowell Smith is a Constitutional Party candidate for governor in Oregon, and she'll be on Inside Douglas County. Karma Morner-Rich, executive director of the Cow Creek Umpqua Indian Foundation, talking about the local grants, more about the organization. We mentioned the 25-year history this year. I imagine that you weren't part of it initially, but I imagine it was a very sort of quiet, small beginning.
It was. You know, it was back in the days of Sue Schaefer, and Sue basically gathered up, you know, the Cow Creeks were actually the first ones to sign the compact with the state of Oregon saying that they would give back a certain percentage of net proceeds from the gaming at Seven Feathers, which would create the foundation. And so Sue got together with some of her friends and said, well, how are we going to do this? What are we going to do? And so it was a very small beginning with about, I think there was about 8 people on the board to begin with, and it was a combination of tribal members and community members and somebody that was appointed by the governor, and they all got together and they worked with the founding executive director, Martha Young, and they worked to create the foundation and figure out what its goals were going to be and where the funding would go and how it would be set up. And really, the foundation has stuck by those original practices and principles that were set up and those guidelines and are still used in the way that we determine who receives grants and how they're distributed.
I imagine since it was the first tribal compact to be ratified and all of that, it kind of paved the way and maybe was even an example for some of the other tribal groups.
Absolutely. And, you know, all the tribal foundations, there are about 6 active tribal foundations in Oregon, and each of them operate just a little bit differently and have a wide variety of funding available. You know, with the Grand Ronde up in Salem area, they have a little more funding than us, but I think we're about the second largest foundation as far as tribal foundations in Oregon. And then, you know, there's a couple of tribes on the coast that also have good foundations. And, you know, we've all learned from each other. I'm a part of a tribal funders group, and we get together and share best practices and talk about, you know, how we're accepting applications and how we're distributing our funds, and we, you know, share good ideas and you know, try to work together in making sure that the tribal foundations word is out there and sharing the good that all of us are doing.
So not only in Douglas County, but you have a total of 7 counties that you are working with, right?
That's correct. Yes. We give grants in Coos, Deschutes, Douglas, Jackson, Josephine, Klamath, and Lane counties. And then every tribe also has a region that they give grants to as well.
So as you look at the rest of them, obviously it's a very long list. We'd be here for quite a while going through every one. But were there ones in other counties that kind of got your attention?
Absolutely. So periodically, the foundation board will award 2 special awards. One is the Buster Rondo Award, who was a founding board member for the Cow Creek Foundation. And then the other one is the Martha Young Award. And I mentioned her earlier as being our founding executive director. And I actually drove to Klamath Falls and hand delivered the check to Klamath Film, who is the award winner for the Martha Young Award. And Klamath Film does a summer camp for kids that are interested in filmmaking. And it's not your traditional filmmaking. It's, you know, films on your phone and, you know, making videos for TikTok and teaching kids how to enhance and look for certain things and how to just make their filmmaking better. And so it's to support their summer camp that they're going to be having in July, as well as their year-long program of getting out into the community and into schools and doing film programs at schools in Klamath County.
So definitely a little different.
Yeah, it's a little different. And we gave it the Martha Young Award because Martha was an advocate for kids and providing kids opportunities. And this is an unusual opportunity available for kids. And we just think that she would have really loved this program.
Well, a lot of interesting things. And, you know, as technology changes and what kids want to do and all of that, that's changed. The pandemic really pushed technology forward in every platform, whether it was education, entertainment, government, all of that. So many things changed. I'm curious for the organization, how the pandemic influenced what your work was, but also maybe what you were asked to help with.
Sure. You know, it's been really interesting for us. There was a lot of foundations that shifted and did COVID relief only. And our foundation didn't. We kind of remained pretty stalwart in what we traditionally funded. And we did, of course, keep an open eye and an open heart to food requests and food banks. And we did not turn any of those away. We were especially cognizant of people during the pandemic needing to eat, you know, if their hours were cut at work or didn't have enough money. We just wanted to make sure that the food banks and the kitchens were fully prepared and stocked for whatever they would need for the folks in the community.
And as well, I mean, in past years, I remember way back, you know, you have these big presentations and all of that, and that kind of shifted too.
It did. You know, during the pandemic, we decided not to have the large gatherings for the check presentations. And we almost had one this summer, but we were just, the board was a little leery with, you know, COVID being so contagious right now. They just decided to hold off for one more round of giving. And hopefully in January, we can have a large gathering at Seven Feathers. And I do know that the award recipients really miss it. I actually went to Florence last week, and one of our previous grantees said, "Oh, I hope you get to have your big gathering again." He said, "I love coming to that and listening to what all the wonderful things all the award recipients are doing throughout Southwest Oregon."
So for all the things that you do, what is the hardest part of your work?
The hardest part of our work is making sure that we are able to support all of the amazing organizations that are doing such great work in our community. You know, I told you right now we have a fair bit of funding available and have had for about the last year, but that will soon come to an end, and that's when my job will get much harder again, trying to help make the best presentations to the board for the most worthy organizations and letting them do the hard work of deciding who gets grant funding and who doesn't.
So what's the funnest part?
the most fun part is seeing all of the organizations and knowing the great work that they're able to do because of the funding that they've received from the Cow Creek Foundation. There's a lot of work that goes on in our community that many of us don't see. It just happens. And the Cow Creek Foundation is able to fund many of those organizations that are just quietly doing their work. And it's just a pleasure to know that they are able to do great work in the community with the help of the foundation.
Carmen Mornerich, Executive Director of the Cow Creek Umpqua Indian Foundation, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.